Welcome to Body Mind Yoga. Let's start standing on this class, please. Bringing some time to get yourself into an upright standing space and a sense of balance as well. So we'll start with feet hip width apart, please. Once you've got up, if you're lying down, make your way up. Do any adjustments to your clothing or posture, but stand upright but not too rigid. And bring the hands into a prayer position, level with the heart, hands coming together, palms coming together, and the elbows soft, close to the body, hands in a prayer position. So trying to relax the arms a little bit here. And closing the eyes if you can, if that's safe for you, or keeping the eyes open, but hands in a prayer position, in the standing position. And being mindful or aware of the contact of the hands against each other and the sensations of the body as well. Just standing, hands in prayer position, feeling the sensations and being aware of your breathing as well. Moment to moment, just feeling the sensations, and then do you let the hands rise up towards the ceiling? Float the arms up as far as they can comfortably go. Separate the hands and like wings, the arms going down their respective sides of the hands. Separate and the arms just gently float down the sides. Float down, right down near the hips. And bring the hands together into that prayer position and float the hands up again. Same cycle, just floating the hands past the face up towards the ceiling, feeling those arms straighten the shoulders and shoulder blades, getting a movement, separating the hands and both arms going down their respective sides, so floating arms down. And you just let the breath be natural and continuing. When it's time for those hands to come back to the midline of the body and floating up again. If it's right for you, start to slow down your breathing. Slow it down so it's a longer breath than your normal breathing. And then change direction. Just switch to the other direction, same action, but other direction. So eventually the hands come together at the ceiling. And the hands come down, sort of past the forehead and nose and lips and chin, throat, past the throat, chest, and past the belly to the hands separate, arms going up wide and eventually again meeting at each other when it's time to do that. And you just modify the movement. If you've got a dodgy shoulder or there's aches or pains in your body and you can't do both arms, do one arm or both arms, but in just small orbits. It's important that you really find a space that feels right for you. When those arms come down, when the arms in that looping action of rolling down, let the arms separate, arms just hang by the sides, and we'll have a little bit of a twist from side to side. So when you're ready, turn the head and the shoulders and swing the arms that way. So twist one way. And then swing around to the other side, head and shoulders and arms. And let the arms and shoulders and head swing in the same direction. Find a little bit of comfortable momentum. So the feet and the feet stay forward, but you're just twisting, turning head and shoulders, swinging the arms loosely. So just loosening up a little bit. And if there's a sense of freedom in your body, you might want to make it a bit more vigorous, speed it up, or if you happen to be in the other end of the spectrum where things are a bit uncomfortable or nagging or niggly, going a little bit more slowly and taking some time to make the movement that's appropriate for your conditions. With turning and twisting. Now when you twist to one side, can you, if you can, pause to that side, just letting the head and shoulders twist to that side, and as best as you can, if it's okay, let the arms drop down so not holding the arms in a shape. And some people can let the arms relax down into their own sort of space. And some people just can't let the arms relax. So it's fine if you can't let the arms relax, but keep the shoulders where they are. Feel your breathing pattern. Try and soften the shoulders if you can. Be aware of any unnecessary tension in the shoulders. There might be necessary tension in the shoulders, but feel if you can soften those shoulders. And lightly turn or float your head more to one shoulder direction, in the direction of one shoulder. And you'll feel the neck and the shoulders and the sensations of turning that way. And then float the head towards the other shoulders. Remember, the shoulders aren't turning, your head is turning. Floating the head from side to side. Slowly if you can, or attempting to slow down. And some people find it's quite fine to slow down, and other people can't slow down or choose not to slow down. So it's a suggestion to slow down, to feel your breathing, floating the head. Again, when you're happy to, let those shoulders and the head twist over to the other side, to a place where you can feel stable, so turning. And again, if it's okay, pause there. Let a little bit of awareness flood the body, so feeling any unnecessary holding in places, and perhaps it's the shoulders or the mouth. And again, if it's okay, turning your head here a little bit from shoulder towards a shoulder. Drinking the breath in when you can, remembering that you're breathing, and a great thing to relax the body is awareness of breathing, as well as awareness of moving. Floating the head if you can from shoulder to shoulder. Roll again, take your time to come out of that side, come back into the middle, and slide the hands down onto the hips. Hands on hips, feet can be a little bit wider apart, not too wide, just hip width apart, a little bit wider. And we'll do some hip circles. So roll the hips out to one side, and then roll the pelvis and the hips a little bit more further forward, so the belly and the chest gets a bit of a stretch. And roll the hips around to the other side and back again. So imagine drawing a circle with the pelvis, moving as much or as little of your body, upper body as you like, but circling the pelvis. You might be really attentive to those feet for moments, or the hips, or the stronger sensations in the waist or belly. Rolling pelvis, obviously feeling the body move as well. Feel your breath and see if you can slow down your breathing. Even a sense of appreciation or gratitude for your body. Remembering, it's easy to think of or notice the things that are wrong with your body, but perhaps taking it the other way and just being appreciative of the body, being a bit grateful of what's there. And swinging back the other way, or noticing how that suggestion lands with you, and inviting the invitation to bring a bit of gratitude to your body, or letting it slip by and just feeling the body as you move it. It's just an invitation. Again, come back into that middle place, back into the center. And bend both knees a little bit and lower the buttocks as if you're sitting down on a high chair. So not a big bend of the knees, just bending so you can feel those quadriceps, thighs, buttocks getting a stretch, and straighten the legs. So we're just lowering buttocks a little bit, so you're really getting a sense of strengthening through the thighs. Bending, and maybe you can maintain that bend. staying down and a little bit of a bend, so lowering the buttocks. And if it's easy, lowering the buttocks a little bit more. Now the arms can stay on the hips, or if you can, float both arms up to the sky, so into this sort of chair pose. Arms up, but knees a little bit bent, buttocks a little lower. And feel where the weight is through your feet, and you might play a little bit, moving the weight a little bit more forward just to balance it that way. The arms can be by the side or arms at the ceiling. If your arm's at the ceiling, try leaving one arm up there and floating the other arm down gradually towards the side and down towards the hip. And floating it up again, taking a breath in as the arm goes up. Leaving it up there, swapping, breathing out, other arm goes down. Inhaling up. So remember the knees are a bit bent and the arm, just one arm going up and down at the side. Exhaling down, inhaling up. Feeling those legs get at work and doing the arm action if you feel to, or just continuing to bend and straighten the legs, feeling what's right for you today. If it's easy, keep both arms up straight, lower the buttocks a little bit more, and tip the arms and the head and chest a bit further forward, so as if you're pointing the arms towards a wall now a little bit. Again, take some relief, let the arms come down and straighten the legs a little bit, so a bit more of a softer stance. And the arms relax if you can, letting the arms drop. Whether they relax or not is up to the conditions of your shoulders now, but offering a little bit of letting the arms just hang by the sides. Bend the knees a little bit and slide down into a forward bend. Let the head start to roll down the body. As far as you can go, let these arms dangle down. Hands can dangle level with knees or shins, or maybe the hands go down all the way to the floor or to the toes, curling down into a forward bend. Feeling the backs of the legs and the buttocks and all those action things of standing forward bend. And when you come up, roll the body back up. Bring the hands onto the hips once you come to standing, and roll the hips forward, bow the pelvis forward a centimetre or quite a long way forward. Again, navigating the space of opening to the front. Open the chest if you can as you come to standing. Lift the face up a little bit, hips a little forward or a long way forward, bowing forward. And then again, finding a safe way to be in control of your body. Come back into the middle. Again, let those knees soften, unlock the knees. Take your time. What if there was no rush to get down, no rush to get out? Forward bending, rolling down, curling down, traveling down, and traveling up. And when you come up, hands on hips and a little bit forward. I'm just doing it in your own time now. If it's quite intense, you could just do the head up and down without folding, without curling down. So you can always stay up and standing and not do those stronger actions for the legs and back, particularly if the back's stiff or tight. Each time you roll up, try drawing the belly and keep the eyes open. Get a sense of curling up, hands coming onto hips, pelvis forward. If it's easy, float the arms up to the sky. Take the arms up, look up at the ceiling, look up at the thumbs, and then swing down. So if you're feeling open and comfortable, you could swing the body up and down, make it a bit more vigorous. Or is it more appropriate to make it controlled and slow and small? So feeling what spectrum you're in, being what sort of body you're in, and as best as you can working with your body. If you're happy to, hang down now, hang from the waist into this forward bend. So we haven't done a lot of movements yet, so it could be quite a strong space to inhabit. And if you're happy to stay down, or if you're happy to come up to standing, come up to standing. Take some deeper breaths if you're down there. And then go all the way down onto lying down on the mat. Taking yourself from standing all the way down onto lying on the back. Offering your body to the ground in Shavasana, or you might choose the butterfly position or semi-supine or your own space, but connecting the back and the backs of the legs and the arms onto the ground, just lying down in the way that you know how, the way that suits your body to lie down. And we'll create a bit of a space here of not doing too much for a few moments, and rather just opening to the already maybe subtle movements of the body, or not so subtle movements of the body, the comfortable sensations or the nagging sensations of your body, you know, those uncomfortable sensations sometimes we get in the body. So just opening, making a bit of a space to see what comes along here. Try and find a symmetrical place, so it's great to arms and legs to be the same if you can. Head in the center. Obviously, you're listening to me, but also doing a little bit of broad spectrum listening. Listening to sounds, and listening to where your attention naturally roams off to if it's not in your body. Where does your attention go to? It's going to go to something. It's like a stream. The stream always is continuing. Your attention is always doing something. So if you can, just noticing where your attention goes to and not censoring it. So allowing it to wander wherever it needs to wander, but doing a bit of knowing where it wanders at the same time. So you're observing yourself, observing. And then feel in to the breathing pattern. Of course, you are breathing because you're here and you're alive, and life is avenue through breathing. So feel the touch of maybe there's a cool air you're breathing in today. Maybe there's a sound in your breath. Maybe your breath is a bit labored. Maybe your breath is comfortable. Maybe the lungs are tight. Maybe the lungs are soft. Feel the qualities of each breath. And see if you can exaggerate your breathing a little bit on the in-breath, so the belly, the chest rise just a little bit more than your normal breath. And when you breathe out, you're noticing the sensations in the body. So being in your body and taking some conscious breaths here. Lying on the mat, returning to your attention to the feelings of breathing and what's on your mind, how you feel right now. Noticing how breathing can sort of totally stop occasionally and become quite subtle. So if your breathing becomes very loose and relaxed, let it be that way. Or is it fine to continue to take over that in-breath and breathe in a bit deeper down into the belly? Our attention wanders away before you sort of know it, even though the focus is on your breathing, before you know it, you're elsewhere. And returning to breathing for a moment. And when you can now, keep your attention on that breath, but float both arms off. Lift the arms off the ground, please. Take the arms up to the sky. Keep breathing in and out, or just breathing, and float the arms a bit further over your head if you can. Both arms traveling like the sun through the sky all the way over you. And if you can touch the arms above you, for a moment relax or let the arms drop into the ground, even for a moment. And then sort of being present, again lifting the arms up and changing direction, sweeping the arms through the air, down towards the sides and eventually onto the ground again. So we're floating both arms, if you can, up and down with awareness. So it's obviously taking a little bit of deliberateness to it, floating the arms up and down. And open the fingers a little bit wider if you can, so you can actually stretch the webbing of the fingers. If you've got no neck issues, as those arms come down, pull the tummy in and roll the head up. So you're looking down towards the toes. Arms go up, let the head come back down. So you don't need to lift the head, just an option. Arms sweeping down when you're in that rhythm, pulling tummy in, tucking the chin in, rolling the head up. Breathing, floating the arms back and forth. As those arms come down, if you can, bend a knee up over the chest and not hold on to the knee, but let the knee pass the arm. So knee comes up, arms come down, arms float up, and that knee and leg go back down. So we're doing arms coming down, but bending a knee up over the chest. Let the arms pass the knee. If you prefer to hold that knee, if it's just a natural sort of thing for you, particularly if you've got any niggles in the back, always grab hold of that knee and just hold it for a few moments and sort of settle into a softer place without moving. If you're fine, float the arms up, leg goes down, arms come down, one knee floats up over the chest. So you can do it from semi-supine or legs long, so just working it out for yourself. Arms moving one way, leg going the other way. Or if it's easy, arms come down and bend both knees up over the chest. So working a bit stronger occasionally if you feel to. Keep the rhythm relaxed if you can, or make it strong. Work at the pace that feels right for you. Remember, you can hold that one knee as it comes up with the hands if that feels best for you. Or just continue to let the arms pass the knee. Feeling tension throughout the body, but doing a strengthening action, useful action. Or doing both knees if you want to. And then would you slide those arms out to the sides, out to a cross position. The arms come down onto the ground, out to the sides, and bring the feet into semi-supine. Feet into that bent knee position, feet touching. And we'll tip the knees over to one side, so rolling both knees down to one side, and going back through the middle and down to the other side. So arms staying on the ground and knees going from side to side. Arms comfortable, but tipping the knees. And as the knees go to the left, you can feel that weight tipping over into that left buttock. and feel that right hip and right waist get a bit of a stretch. When you're navigating the knees to the right, you can feel the tension coming into that left hip, maybe left knee, and left side of the waist rolling. Going from side to side. When the knees go to the right the next time, and both knees tip down to that right side, can you pause over to the right side? So just check that you do get to the right at some stage, and don't have to push the knees down. You can if you want to, but taking the knees down to the right and letting them be there. Now, arms in that cross position, roll the head over to that left arm, so turn it over. Now, can you lift that left arm off the ground, float it up to the sky, keep looking at it, and float that left arm all the way over and down and towards that right arm. Maybe it touches, maybe it doesn't matter, but towards that right arm. And then float that left arm back again when it's time to. So really in touch with that left arm. When it comes to contact back to its respective left side and the elbow and the wrist are down, feel that transition of letting go. Really let that left arm be. Move the knees out of that right side and just feel again that transition when you leave the position. Roll the knees across and eventually tip the knees till they stop to the left and see what happens when they get there. Take a moment to recognize, and again attention can flow over to that right arm, and then the right arm happens to journey from the contact of the ground up towards the sky straight above you, and over and down towards the left arm. It doesn't have to go to the left arm, so if you can take away thinking that you have a goal and really just be open to moving your body. And the right arm sort of comes back when it wants to come back, and the nose follows that right arm. And you can really bring a relaxed attitude and letting that left elbow, back of the left hand, touch right arm, touch the ground when it gets back there. And again, when that right arm relaxes, moving the knees over to the right side. Again, when they stop, you could be vividly aware of what happens when you stop. And what's that moment when that left arm, that initial energy, lifting that left arm and floating the left arm across you and back again. Going from, again, in your own time, from side to side. Some people choose to go fast, and fast is what feels good. Or is slow and really awake to air and clothing and shoulder. Taking maybe some moments to appreciate the slowing down we can actually bring to the body if we want to. Feeling those movements across and back. Take some deliberate moments to leave this action, to guide yourself back into middle place, center place, and shifting the knees up over the chest now. So we often come to this position, don't we? The knees up over the body, holding the knees in the way that you know how to hold those knees, whether it's the tops of the knees, a bit more on the sides, and a little bit of in and out action now, just softly exploring, drawing both knees closer to the body, compressing a little bit, feeling the pressure coming in, and then a nice easy action of floating the knees a bit out from the body, so the arms sort of straight. And so just bringing knees in closer to the body, closer to the chest, and then out from the chest. An in and out movement with the breath if you can. So remember, if you can, pull the belly in a little bit as those knees come in. Relaxing the tummy as the knees go out evenly. So is that right knee a little bit coming closer to the chest than the left knee? Notice any differences in the qualities of the buttocks and thighs, knees coming in and out. And each time the knees go out, can you make it a little harder for those knees to go out? So sort of resist the knees going out, pushing the knees into the hands. Knees fold in towards the body. So your knees above you, you're holding those knees, both knees guiding in towards you and knees going out. And if you can, roll the head up next time those knees come in. And let the head down as the knees go out. If it's easy, draw the knees in, roll the head up and just stay in that position. Curl up there. Let things down onto the ground. Let the head down, let go of the knees. Lower the feet. Come back into this semi-supine position. And then take a moment just to let the body be. Back to semi-supine, arms stopping, legs stopping. Relative stop. Push the feet into the ground from semi-supine. See if you can tilt your pelvis and then peel the buttocks off the ground. Up into a little bit of bridge pose, roll the back up. Gently lower the back down. And then lift the feet off the ground, bend those knees up over the chest. Hold underneath the knees, gently extend both legs up a little bit, cautiously, carefully, slowly. Semi-straightening the legs up, feeling those leg muscles and back muscles getting a stretch. And roll the feet back down to ground, back to semi-supine. When it feels right again, deliberately press the feet into the ground. See if you can tilt the pelvis, peel the buttocks off the ground, roll the back up into shoulder bridge. Feeling the weight of the hips, weight of the, again, the thighs and the knees and action in the lower legs when we go into bridge. And then you transition back to letting things down, bunching the knees up over the chest and semi-straightening the legs up, both legs. Stretching both legs up and then back down into a bridging pose. Continuing your own time. I mean, you can stop in between actions, or does it feel when you may have already done it, stopped in a certain space and just seeing what happens in your body? If you're going to work strong, you can work strong, and if you want to work more of a subtle level, you take your time to do your own working out of what suits you. And a good consistent practice is the goal, really, practicing often. You really feel the benefits from practicing often. Body feels a bit lighter. You can just move easier. next time those knees are up above the chest instead of straightening the legs. We'll just hold the knees without straightening. Open the knees if you can. So come into this position of knees above you, holding the knees and opening the knees. Whether it's an inch you open or quite wide apart, and then do this rocking from side to side, tipping the body side to side, swaying from side to side. Rolling from side to side, rocking from side to side, whole body. Find a really fluid flow if you can, rolling over the spine, tipping some more weight onto one side of the back and then over to the other side of the back. Bring your feet back down onto the ground and turn over onto the tummy, please. Come onto the belly. Rest the arms by the sides if your neck is okay. So we're just going to stop on the belly for a moment. So the suggestion, if your neck is okay, to have your arms by the sides of you. You're always going to have the arms underneath you, which can be a bit more comforting for the chest, or comforting for the neck as well. So onto the belly, legs long, lying on the front, and sort of getting a little bit into that space for a moment, seeing what that space opens for you or stops being for you. Do you naturally always turn the head to the left, or do you have your head to the right, or do you need to have your head a certain way? And do both ways occasionally. So if you have a habit of always turning the head to the right, try and balance up the neck, occasionally turning the head to the left, and as a practice, always seeking to balance up both sides of your body. We're just letting the body down here and feeling again if you can take some slower breaths here. Longer breath down into the belly, feel the chest, hold the breath, breathing out. Doing your best to let go and extending the out-breath as well. So using a bit of effort making for the out-breath. Longer breath in, filling belly, filling chest. Holding breath. Breathing out, softening, letting down. And extending out the breath. So exhaling with the intention of stretching it out. Longer breathing. The hands into a push-up position. Slide, remember those legs are long. And you might explore having the legs together, so big toes touching or feet hip-width apart, or even feet wider apart. But hands into a push-up position. And if the neck's fine, look forward, so make sure your head's in the center first, so you're not turning the head to one side. So hands into a push-up. We'll do a little bit of cobra, look forward if you can, or keep the nose pointing to the mat, but push down with those arms into ground, lifting the chin, chest, feeling the weight shift down into that belly area. Keep your pelvis on the ground. Tighten the legs. Good to breathe in as you go up. Breathe out as you come down. Inhale up if you can. And breathe out going down. And if you can, do 5 to 10 or 15 of these. Just rhythmically up with the in-breath and down with the out-breath. Or does it feel good just to do one and then stop, turn the head to the side, let your natural breath come and go, and then occasionally do a second one. occasionally do a third one, or can you string some together? Inhaling up, exhaling down, and slowing down your breathing. But each time you get to the bottom of that out breath, really just for a moment, not straight away breathing in, letting the body be. So if you can, slower breath in as you go up. At the top of the movement, slower breath down. Relax momentarily. Engage, inhale up. Push back through onto the knees now. So go up into cobra, roll back and come down into yoga mudra. Folding, lowering the buttocks down. So just check that those knees are hip width apart when you get into that space. Arms can be underneath you or to the sides, or sort of supporting the neck, sliding the hands on top of each other, resting your head on top. And if you know your space, just let that space unfold for a few moments, checking with how the back feels. The buttocks get a stretch here. Or if it's really comfortable, and tipping the knees in nice and close and resting the chest down on those thighs and arms by the sides, more into the child pose. So if you're comfortable, fantastic. And if you're not comfortable, what can you do to facilitate a little bit of a better signal for your body? A little bit of wakeful turning to the space that's unfolding. Sway the hips a little bit from side to side leisurely. See if you can really let those arms be. Let the back be. A little bit of a rock from side to side. And then come up onto the hands and knees, or fours position. Come up onto both hands, both knees. And tuck the toes under. And we'll do a little bit of downward dog, stretching out heels and calf muscles here. So keep the hands on the ground. And if you can, lift the hips up and into your downward dog position. If you know downward dog's not the thing for you, you come into the bit of cat and cow, staying on the hands and knees and lifting the head and the hips up, tummy down, and then rolling the head down and looking down in between the knees and pushing the shoulder blades up. So a little bit of cat and cow as an option, or if you can do some downward dog, go into the stronger space of lifting hips up, making a bit of a triangle for yourself. And it's good challenge position, downward dog. So really need to put lots of energy into those arms and energy into grounding heels, or just stepping a little bit through the heels. One heel up a little bit more and then the other heel down. So if you can, a bit of downward facing dog, working your body. Or maybe the body needs a bit of a rest and doing a little bit of cat and cow, or coming back down to yoga mudra. If you can, settle into your downward dog, or settle into that cat pose. Try holding the pose. And maybe not working at 100%, but sort of just letting things happen for a bit. Feeling the tension in the back and the shoulders and the shaking. Doesn't matter if you're in the cat pose or downward dog, there'll be tension. So making that tension and living with the tension. Again, would you leave the cat and cow or the downward dog position and come around into a sitting position, please? Change the space once more to coming out to sitting, sitting on the mat but with the legs out wide into a V shape, so which presents its own challenges. Having the just coming around, sitting on the buttocks, legs out into a V, you can have the knees bent or the legs straight. But just sitting there and just resting the hands on the legs for a moment. I'm not going to do too much for a moment, just going to see what happens here. Maybe you can have your knees bent, feet flat on the mat, or the legs straight, in a V shape, legs flat on the mat if it's comfortable. Arms just resting and not collapsing the spine too much, but just taking some conscious breaths here. Letting the legs be that way. And then slide that right hand a little bit more out to the right, so on the ground, right hand. And if you can, float the left arm up to the sky. Take a bit of a side stretcher. That left arm sort of tips over your head and that left side of the body gets a nice lengthen. You float back eventually, let that left arm drift through the sky and you're sort of in touch with it as it comes down and you relax it on the ground and then the right arm can go up and over, a bit of a side stretch. Inhaling, exhaling, breathing. Side to side, legs in V shape and arms side to side. Strong stretch. It was an enjoyable stretch or a challenging stretch, this side to side action. Shifting the weight from side to side, a bit more intensity in one leg than the other, compressing through one side of the rib cage and opening through the other. Find that neutral ground, so tip back through the middle and let those arms come down and then float the arms straight out in front of you and interlace the fingers. Palms together, fingers interlace. And start doing a stirring action. So deliberately roll back and then roll more onto those. So that right buttock, lean forward a little bit. So you're stirring as if you've got a big spoon in between the hands. You're doing a big stirring action. To the side, roll back. Roll forward, so as you go into the forward space, that's where more tension is obviously building in the legs and more challenge, and as you go back, less tension generally. So circling the body. Making circles through the buttocks and chest, circling through the shoulders and arms. Doesn't have to be intense, but do you want to make it intense and feel free to go further. And eventually, again, come back into stillness in the center. Take the hands apart and just slide the hands down each leg. So right hand going down the right leg, left hand going down the left leg. And you just naturally stop because you can't go any further, of course. Soften your head if you can there. And if you're happy to, stay in that space. Just drop down or slide the hands back up the legs, come into a neutral upright spine again, into a softer space. Take a couple of breaths and then approach. And then once more, slide the hands down each respective leg into the challenge. So does it feel right to slide in and out of the space? Or does it feel right to stay in the space? And feeling free to do both, to come into it, stay there for duration, or stay there temporarily and shift in and out. So doing some finding out. It's always going to be a challenge to stay in tension, but sometimes it's useful to navigate that tension zone. So if your back is up for it, stay in there, stay down, and focus on your breathing. Focus on your breathing, whether you're transitioning in and out or staying down. Quality of letting go if you can. Slide out of the space again. Roll back. Maybe the relief of rolling out of the space. Again, we'll come back to lying back down on the back again. Rolling yourself back down onto lying down. Sliding the legs long if you're happy to. Arms just coming down by the sides into Shavasana. And then bringing the hands leisurely up and behind your head and resting the head on the hands. And doing a couple of head lifts here, so supporting the neck and the head, just lifting the head up a little bit slowly and down slowly. Mindful of your breathing and chest and elbows and face, lifting and lowering the head leisurely, comfortably up and down. Often when you do a lot of sitting and leg stretching can be quite tight in the lower back. So when the head comes down, let's again bring those knees up above the chest. Bring both knees up above the chest. Rest the head down, take the hands out, bend both knees up above you. Hold the knees sort of comfortably and start to guide the knees in little circles. So take the knees a little to the right together and a little forward and sort of around to the left and back around. So both knees circling. You can feel the tailbone and the weight falling through the back. A little bit of a circle. Breathe comfortably and just guiding yourself. Again, tip back into center. Come back into the middle and just hold the knees there. Not circling them, not moving them in and out, just pausing, knees above the chest and just holding the knees, even opening the knees a little bit so the belly has a bit more space, and just resting into the sensations here, knees above you, and just holding them. Or if there's a different movement you want to do before we go to the next track for the relaxation, doing your own movement now. So thanks for participating in this particular class, and I'll hopefully see you in class soon. Namaste and prepare yourself for the meditation. Change tracks.